If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to our show. It's Friday morning, April 7th. I got to tell you guys, I haven't needed a Friday in a long time like I needed this one. I don't know what it is, but it must still be daylight savings time.
Let's blame it on that.
Yeah, let's blame it on that. Perfect. It certainly isn't because I was out too late or having too much fun or any of those other good reasons to be a little tired. It's certainly not that, unfortunately, but nonetheless, feeling it today. Glad it's Friday. Listen, beyond it being Friday, it's Good Friday, of course, making it a special day. Happy Easter, happy Passover, and a nice weekend coming up ahead. I think the weather looks pretty good for the weekend. Sunny, a little cooler.
Yeah.
But should be really nice. Tigers yesterday, you know, listen, the one good thing we can say about it is I hear the hot dogs were amazing.
They were.
Right? Hot dogs were good. And when you have low expectations, your ability to get disappointed is not so high. So.
And Miggy was smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, I think he really is happy to just be.
Be there.
Be there and finishing out his contract as a Tiger.
And he knocked in a run, didn't he? Or
he
a couple
sure
of runs?
Did.
Yeah.
Knocked in a run.
All right. That's beautiful. Good. Happy for him. That's just the way it should be. All right. We talked about the weekend. Any fun plans you guys have coming up? Kristen, I know you've always got things going on. Young girls.
I do always have things going on.
you are running here, there, and everywhere.
Yes.
You gonna get any downtime this weekend?
Or? Never.
No.
Never a moment
okay,
of downtime.
That's good.
There's no rest for the weary.
Yeah.
No, but I did note that there are still some Easter things happening on Saturday.
Okay.
Lake Orion has Easter events, Canterbury Village Extravaganza has their Easter activities that run throughout the afternoon. There's a petting zoo, there's lawn games, there's pictures with the Easter bunny. Yeah, absolutely. Auburn Hills is doing something similar at Great Lakes Crossing.
Lots going on.
Lots going on. So there's still Easter things happening Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a busy weekend for families.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, listen, beautiful weekend ahead. But we've had a lot of rough weather over the last few weeks, including a tornado touching down in Dundee, Michigan, as we reported before on the show here and as others have. Kristen, you also came upon an article that just reminds us all about, you know, spring's not over yet. There's going to be more of this kind of inclement weather, whatever, however it may play out. We need to remind ourselves of what you're supposed to do, Mark. What do you do when Michigan has a tornado warning?
You run to the window and
look.
See where the tornado
is. Right, that's what
that's
you
the
do,
worst
Mark.
Thing
see,
you
that's
can
the
do.
Problem. We don't have a lot of tornadoes here in the state of Michigan, thankfully, but we occasionally have a warning or a watch, and it kind of, you know, because they don't manifest usually,
right.
Thankfully. You kind of do, kind of just let's go check it out. Look at that.
Right.
No.
Bad advice.
What are you supposed to do, Kristen?
Bad advice.
Right.
Go to the basement.
Go to the basement.
Either go to the basement, and if you don't have a basement, you need to find an interior room without any windows. And if you have your, like, safety kit or, you know, emergency kit nearby, yeah, or even have it just always placed and stored in that room, that is advised.
Yes.
It's just good. I mean, it's just good
Mark,
to know anyways.
Yep. Do not grab the flat screen TV on your way down to the basement or into the safe location on the first floor, whatever it may be, the computer, whatever. You listen, in all seriousness, it's the kind of thing where it doesn't matter until it does.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right?
And when it does, boy.
I think about those people in Gaylord. I think, wasn't the big tornado last year in Gaylord? I mean,
It's in the
upper part of lower Michigan. They're not getting tornadoes, and here they are probably standing at the window.
Yeah.
Standing at the window. That's exactly right. None of that. Take it seriously. All right, so that's great. Well, before we go, I know some people, and I've heard talk of it already, including it in our household and many others across Michigan, as the weather turns, you start looking toward the summer, and you start thinking about summer travel, making summer travel plans. Well, there's a new number one most sought after destination for this summer ahead. Before we get to that, I'm going to mention that last year, the most popular summer destinations, Orlando number one, Cancun number two, then Las Vegas, London, and New York, they scored the top five spots. That's where Americans flew off to last summer. What about this summer? Most popular destinations, we'll go the other way, making it to number five on the list. Boy, a lot of Europe here. A lot of European international travel, a lot of pent-up demand for that. We were stuck during COVID, couldn't get around. People are moving around this summer, that's for sure. Number 5 on the list, most popular, Rome. Number 4, Orlando. Number 3, Paris. Then Cancun, and coming in at number 1, most popular spot to travel to for families this summer, it's London. So there you go.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do too. That's a great list. I mean, London, Paris, Rome. Wow.
Good city.
Can we do the show from there?
I was seriously.
Just going to say that.
It's a research project, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I think absolutely we can.
All 5.
Yeah, I think we absolutely can. And more than that, we absolutely should. All right. Good. Fun stuff ahead this summer, wherever you may, we may, and wherever anybody may be headed this summer. All right, going to run to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.